Quartered Safe Out Here. A Recollection of the War in Burma by George MacDonald Fraser. Copyright 1992 by George MacDonald Fraser. This book is read by David Case. It is satisfying and at the same time slightly eerie to read in an official military history of an action in which you took part, even as a very minor and bewildered participant. A coloured picture of men and guns and violent movement comes between the eye and the printed page. Smells return to the nostrils, of dusty heat and oil and cordite smoke, and you hear again the rattle of small arms and crash of explosions, the startled oaths and the yells of command. And if the comparison is a humbling one, it is worth making, if only to show how dehumanized military history has to be. By rights, each official work should have a companion volume, in which the lowliest actor gives his version, like Sydenham Points for the 30 Years' War, or Rifleman Harris in the Peninsula. It would at least give posterity a sense of perspective. For example, on page 287 of The War Against Japan, Volume 4, The Reconquest of Burma, it is briefly stated that a second series of raids began, and regiment suffered 141 casualties and lost one of its supporting tanks. That tank burned for hours, and when night came down it attracted Japanese in numbers. We lay off in the darkness with our safety catches on and grenades to hand, watching and keeping desperately quiet. The Japs milled around in the firelight like small clockwork dolls, but our mixed group of British, Gurkhas, and Probyn's horse remained undetected, although how the enemy failed to overhear the fight that broke out between a Sikh and a